Sean.
Yo, B, we podcasting.
Yeah.
Man, I hope that delay doesn't stay around. Oh, man. What's up, bro? How you been? What's your week been like?
Alive, what about you?
Barely. Trying my best.
Pretty dead in schoolwork. Fucking yeah. Standards.
We're into the lull period.
Fucking like, schoolwork.
All the hype is kinda down, so it's just about, like, finishing work, coming home, playing games.
True, true. And
trying to worry about the future, which is dumb, because I'm 19 and I shouldn't feel like I'm 30, but I do. So, you know.
Lol.
That battle. I don't know what that's about.
I haven't really, not yet.
I know, it just came out of nowhere. It's like, whoa, I feel really old, even though I'm not, and I have so much time. I don't know. Do you get some time off?
You,
are you
do
gonna
you,
be...
man. You do you.
You gonna be around for that? You gonna be around more or what?
What do you mean?
For having time off, you gonna be around? Because I know your parents are going away. How long are they going?
A week and a half.
Oh, wow. Where...
So,
where are they going? That's a long time.
Going to Mallorca, I think.
Say that again?
You think they go to Mallorca?
Mallorca, okay.
Mallorca, or somewhere
I was like,
did
they say New York? Okay. Where is
America?
That?
America! No. Chill. Canary Islands.
Oh, okay. So they're like going on a vacation.
You know what islands?
Canary Islands, yeah. Well, they're islands, so I imagine they're beach spots for vacationing. It's a good guess, generally. Like, no, it's got a volcano and fire rains down. No, generally, islands are nice places.
That's just beaches, man. That's all it is, really.
Yeah.
I've been before. Beaches.
I have been to beaches, but I've never been to, like, an island vacation. That's something I've never done.
They're literally just beaches, to be honest. That's all you do.
Yeah, yeah, like, I don't even like beaches. Like, let's go sit on the beach? What? We went to Florida, my mom.
Yeah, and I get bored of the beach in about like a day and a half.
Like, hey, listen, I'm not gonna sit down and read a book. Like, what are we doing? I need some
That's
stuff
true.
To do.
Like, you get to swim for a few hours, and then you're like, alright, thanks.
Yeah, like, okay, cool.
I know people that are just sunbathe for like the whole vacation. I can't do that.
I've tried to do it to tan, and it's like, I don't know how people do it. Like, I don't have the... Maybe it's the video games, but I can't sit there and just listen to stuff and lay there while my body heats up.
I could probably do it. I could just put some music on and just, like, lay there if I wanted to. But, like, I tend not... I tend just walking around, to be honest. Like, I don't need to do it, to be honest.
Yeah. Like, I always need something, to go do. Generally, that's, like, how I roll.
So, I'm back going there. I'm staying out here. Gonna be going to school mostly, but probably drink, get some drinks going.
Casually, because you know you're.
I'm setting up a drunk Monopoly sesh. Yeah,
you're definitely of age. Podcast listeners who may be otherwise involved with the law, he is old enough for
yeah,
sure, 100%, totally not young.
Nah, man, I'm drinking orange juice. But then we're
done. Oh, you're just gonna make sure you get hydrated. Oh, right. Sorry, I'm an American.
Man.
I'm always.
Maybe get some water in there.
Yeah. Maybe drink some Shasta.
You get me.
Yeah. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, but
didn't mean
so
to confuse.
I'm setting up a nice hydrating Monopoly game. That's gonna be fun.
Oh, you're gonna play Monopoly? That's sick.
Just make sure. Make sure everyone's nice and hydrated whilst you play a Monopoly game.
I love playing Monopoly when I go to church camp.
Everyone's,
it's the best.
Everyone's gonna be super hydrated. Fuck.
The hydration bot will have, be not be needed. We will know. We will be well hydrated.
We're gonna suck on sandwich water. Fucking amazing.
It's gonna get dangerous. We're gonna be selected.
Yeah, that's happening. That's happening on Friday, I think. It's gonna be lit. Can't wait to get hydrated.
Yeah. This is why.
I'll make sure to send you some pictures of hydration happening.
Good plan. You can always learn. You can always enjoy a good hydrated experience. Everything's better when you're hydrated.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Oh, man. Why would you not?
The correct statement to make.
Man, we've been on this bit a hot minute.
I mean, apart from, like... What bit? You've lost me. I didn't know you were doing a bit.
Alright. So I guess moving on. You want to get into the... Oh, wait, no! Hold on! Welcome to episode 2! Forgot that part. Still, it's obviously episode 2, so still trying to
episode
get into it.
Episode 2/17.
Oh, yeah. It's, well, it's... Well, God, first one was recorded maybe a week. Or maybe a week before Forsaken. So, like, a month ago. So, either we have mixed up times and not been able to do it, or we've had technical difficulties and lost a few to the depths of the computer, so we haven't been able to record.
But last one got a bit political. I have no way.
Oh yeah, the last one got heated for like no reason. It was pretty funny though. I'm kind of sad we lost it. Like, I would have posted that. It was like the kind of funny where it was kind of like kind of heated where I would have definitely posted it because it was hilarious.
I wouldn't even call it heat. I was laughing.
It was like we had a good solid run at each other and it was fun. So we'll probably end up in that situation again. Yeah. It's not like we were like yelling at each other.
Yeah,
like,
I was pretty hydrated at the time, so
wait, really? Oh yeah, you were. Again, you were hydrated. That's right.
I was a little bit hydrated. I was a little bit hydrated. Not much hydration, but
so
just enough.
If you drink enough water, obviously. Orange juice, Shasta, whatever. You get political, good to know. Well, look out for that drunk podcast where we fight each other with sticks and yell about politics.
Excuse me, did you say drink?
Hey, bro, you get that way when you're hydrated, can you imagine when you drink? Gonna be nuts.
Okay, for that podcast in about 2 years when we're both legal in our countries.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Funny thing is, we get legal in our countries about the same age. At about the same time, because, like, I'll turn 21 basically when you're turning 18.
Well, you literally won't, because you're 19 now, and I'll be turning 18 in, like, 6 months. Oh, yeah, it was my half birthday yesterday. Literally 6 months.
The youngness of you, I always forget about. Because, you know, obviously you're so mature.
I was really weird, because... I was just looking for my Snapchat filters, and I was like, oh shit, apparently it's my half birthday.
That is hot. So, you want to get into current events?
Current events, sure.
Get into the random jump around topics. Well, we have no sponsors yet. Let's jump. Well, I guess we'll see how far this goes. It's probably not going to be too deep, but as of today, the UFC 229 happened. And are you aware? I imagine you saw it on Twitter. Like, it's number one trending.
I've seen multiple clips, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, so I watched. So
I've seen...
that was the first UFC I've ever bought. I'm a big UFC fan. I have been for a long. I would consider myself like a pretty hardcore fan. Like, if you told me to name 30 fighters, I bet I could. And like which division they fight in and stuff. So I'm pretty involved in it. But my dad has never seen a UFC fight. And my brother has never watched one live. So we bought one for the first time, and I watched it with my dad and my brothers. And, well, I imagine you know what we're talking about, because this is going to come out a little later. But so basically, Khabib Nurmagomedov jumped out of the ring after he smacked around Conor. Let's be honest, it wasn't really that good of it was a good fight from Conor's point, but Khabib mauled him like he always does to everybody. So that was kind of that was it was actually a really good card. Like the underfights were good. Tony Ferguson and oh my God, why am I forgetting his name? Anthony Pettis. They had an amazing fight, like maybe fight of the year. It was bloody, it was vicious. They were both trying to show off and throw stuff. It was a great fight. They ultimately had to stop it because Pettis broke his hand, but it was a damn good fight up until that point. And so that one, I don't know if how many people are going to talk about that because that fight was really great, but it's definitely going to get overshadowed because of the events of what Connor and
Yeah, well,
Khabib
it's
did.
on the card, isn't it? So.
It was a co-main event, but they didn't market it because like they're not that. Like they're well known in the fight game, but as far as actual like normies, like they only know Connor and the guy he's supposedly fighting. So like they didn't really market them. But yeah, they were a main event, but no one's gonna talk about them, which kind of sucks because they put on a hell of a fight. But so yeah, Connor and Khabib happened. I imagine everyone knows what happened. Khabib, after winning, immediately jumped out of the ring and attacked Connor's team because they were throwing shit. They were talking shit at each other because they're Irish and Russian, which is like, all right.
And it's like that's a combination of huh?
That's what everyone was worried about. And so then a fight brawled out. Connor got bracing. Connor McGregor basically got a, like he got mugged in the ring. Like he had two guys jump over and like plan to hurt him, which I hope they.
His whole team got arrested, didn't
I don't know if Connor's team got arrested. They were all like in there. I haven't looked
they?
up what happened
No.
after last night.
The other guy's team got arrested
Khabib's team,
and
yeah, like there's two guys that attacked Conor McGregor when he was just standing there. They deserve to go to jail. Cause one hopped over the
but
fence,
he
walked.
did.
No, listen. Okay, so one walked over the fence, jumped over the fence, and calmly walked around in
Yeah,
front of
sir.
Connor. Yeah? You saw it? Okay. But
Yeah.
it was really
Now,
disgusting, honestly.
they've been released now because Conor McGregor just decided not to press charges.
Oh yeah, that's what I was wondering was gonna happen. Cause Connor's a G. Like he's an Irish fighter. Like,
Yeah, he posted on his Twitter that he wants a rematch, and he said good knockout and a good knockout, and he put that he wants a rematch. So,
yeah.
so.
Connor did better than I thought he was going to be honest. Like, as far as like what I was expecting, what I was expecting and how well he defended the takedown up until round four. Like, Khabib definitely won that fight, but Connor did better than I thought he was going to. So. You know, good for him. I'm excited to see that fight again. I hope they do it again. I hope Connor does better next time. I don't know how he beats Khabib. Well, actually, after this, I don't even know if Khabib's gonna fight. Because I don't know what the UFC's gonna do. Because that was a mess. That's a nightmare for them.
That's true.
And I mean, their new champion jumped out of the ring and jumped into the crowd and started beating on people. Like, that's not a good look. That's
Yeah,
not a lot of people are
pretty
gonna forget
savage
about
to be
that.
honest.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like that's gotta suck to be Khabib though. He's gotta be so mad at himself. Cause like one heated moment of anger lost like what you've been doing your entire life.
Yeah.
What you've been hunting for. That's kinda real.
Sounds like every celebrity I've
Yeah.
met.
I know. That bear wrestler. Damn it, bro. He would've been such a cool champion otherwise. Oh well. We'll see what happens after that. But yeah, I wanted to.
Oh.
I obviously want to touch on that because probably everyone we, no matter who listens to this, is gonna know what happened. So,
Yeah.
pretty big deal. So should we go into our more normal topics? And I'll let you take the helm. You want to go talk about music?
Want to talk about music?
Yeah, because we had a decent amount
Well,
of things dropped last week, but.
we should have had these and all things drop
Oh yeah, you
in.
want to talk about Kanye fucked us over because we postponed our podcast till Yandy released, and he didn't release it.
Such a fucking savage, right? Doesn't give a fuck. It's so
No,
funny.
it's a dick. Hey bro, how about you make sure you like your album before you post it for release, you dumbass.
Anyway, for those who didn't know, Kanye West,
Frustrated.
my favorite artist of all time, probably. He announced
Probably.
that he
It
is gonna.
definitely
Yeah.
is. It's 100% your
I mean, J.
favorite.
Cole's up there, man.
I
J.
know he's
Cole's up
up
there.
there,
I
but
love
the
J.
way you
Cole,
talk
man.
about Kanye, he's your favorite. I can tell you.
J. Cole is like definitely the next up. He's close. Anyway. So he announced that he was gonna drop his album Yandhi. I can't pronounce that without saying in a weird voice, I don't know why. But
Yondi.
the follow-up to Yeezus. He's just going through all the religious symbols apparently. He's gonna drop that last Saturday. But we waited, and on Saturday we got nothing. And we're just like, all right, cool. He'll drop it late. It's Kanye. That's what he wants. Every album he's dropped in the last year has been late. So we waited. And then on Monday, 2 days after it was supposed to be released, he goes, yeah, it's being placed on Black Friday. So we're waiting for it now for another month. And he's fucked off to Africa to record his album. I mean, I assume what happened is he just listened to it again and realized that he didn't like half of it. That's a very Kanye West thing to do. And then he just decided to record. And so,
Yeah,
yeah.
but like a good person would be like, let's do this like before I post it for release and market it and tell everybody.
True.
And maybe don't wait 2 days
So
to
funny.
tell people you're not happy with it and you want to change it. Maybe not fuck everybody over and
We're
lie.
just
That would
assuming,
be
like, we don't even
great.
know what happened, really. That's just my assumption of what happened. We don't even know what the fuck happened, to be honest.
Irresponsible purse. That would be what
He is
happened.
pretty irresponsible.
Like, come on, bro.
No,
I mean, yeah, it's funny, but
it
like, come on, what are you doing? That's why
funny. I
older
can't be
people
too angry,
don't.
can't
That's why I tell my people Kanye West, they go, ugh. Like, that's why people look at you that way. It's
No, that's
not.
because of the Trump stuff.
No, that's because he's.
No,
Ugh.
yes, it definitely is.
He has
No,
that
it definitely
vibe
is.
of like being a dick.
Nah, whenever I say Kanye West and someone goes, "Oh, it's because he supports Trump," that's the
No.
entire reason.
No, I don't. I
It
actually.
is.
I actually.
People didn't like him too much. Some people didn't like him too much because he's arrogant and stuff, like back in the day.
And
But if people don't like him
he's
now, it's probably because of his
crazy.
political views. He's crazy,
And
but
Bill Burr's
like,
bit
and
on him
Kanye
is
West was.
amazing.
Yeah,
Bill
it's pretty
Burr has a
funny.
comedy bit about him that if he were a white guy, we would be in trouble. Thank God that ego landed. And I don't want to spoil it because it's Bill Burr, and you should watch every Bill Burr special on Netflix because he's the best comedian ever. But
I prefer Russell Howard, but I won't get into that.
Russell, wait, who?
What was I gonna say? Russell Howard is a British comedian, and he's funny as fuck.
I should
And
give it. Is
Ricky Gervais is a fucking god.
Ricky Gervais, his special is not bad. Have you listened to? Have you listened to like?
I'm not even talking about the Ricky Gervais show is my favorite, like one of my favorite programs of all time, and it's just like a podcast made into an animated skit, and it's amazing.
That's
It's
pretty
got
cool.
fucking him, Steve, and Cal Pilkington on it. It's amazing. Like it's just them talking, and someone just animated it, and it's amazing. I've got all 3 seasons of DVD. It's like the last thing I own on DVD apart from all the Will Smith films and
Borat had.
I've actually ran out to someone just right now because I was in school and some kid I know said he's never seen Borat before. So, all right, well, you can't sit next to me then. So I give him Borat and then he's watching.
Pretty good thing to
Maybe that's Kanye
Kanye's political
West.
things, like he
We'll get
has
back
some.
to you on November.
Oh, I don't know. I just want to
Yeah.
clear this up real quick. I don't. He obviously doesn't know. He talks in like meaningful spiritual stuff. So his political things aren't really. I don't think you should go to him for political advice. But he doesn't have awful points. Like he says some decent stuff.
Some he says is all right, but it's
Yeah, like
just his
some of his
support of
stuff makes
Trump
a
that everyone
lot of
just can't get
sense.
to.
And it's so anti like
He has
normalcy.
a bad habit of phrasing things really retardedly. Like,
yeah,
the
but
thing
he
he
doesn't
said
phrase
about
the
slavery and black people.
Like, the other
like,
half thing
I
is
get
like,
where he's coming from, but I really just, I'm just like, no, that's not how you should have said that sentence. Like, what he was trying to say was that black people have the mindset of still being slavery now, preventing them from doing what they want to. But he phrased it like a fucking idiot. So everyone's
yeah.
going for it.
So it did, the message didn't go, which I don't know if he understands that. Like, for your message to hit,
no,
you have to say it in a way. That's what politicians know, and they're mostly bastards. So, like, you have to phrase things in a way that makes it
exactly
appealing to normies, basically.
But yeah, we did get one album at least this week, and we got two. Not the cut if I.
Hey, T.I. released an album apparently. Saw that on Spotify.
Did he? Oh, he did. He did. He did. I haven't listened to that.
I don't really like him.
Won't.
So I, yeah, I'm not going to.
he's not the best rapper in the world, but he's alright.
I don't like his voice.
But
I don't know why, but I know.
Obviously.
Lil Wayne dropped one, which I'm not a huge Lil Wayne fan. But when I was a kid,
neither
he was the guy. Like, How to Love was the ish in 8th grade. So, that broke 13.
This man won't say shit when we swore like about 100 times already.
Yeah. Like, it's just... So yeah, that one dropped. It was okay, I guess. I don't really like his voice in that form of...
I mean, it was good for someone to, who likes Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Like, if you like it, if you like him as a peasant rapper, you'd like the album. In particular.
Yeah. Like, I know someone who legitimately defends Lil Wayne as the greatest rapper of all time, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of points for him to be the greatest rapper of all time. I mean,
yeah, obviously.
It's an invalid opinion.
For five year wait, maybe it's a Lil Wayne fan thing, but I don't know.
Invalid opinion would be to say that fucking XXXTentacion is the best rapper of all time just because he's dead.
That's true.
Like I liked him decently, but when people are calling him the best rapper of all time after he died, I just
oh no, that's shitty. No, that's not true. Did he have a lot of potential? Hell yeah, especially with the new leaf he turned with his music. Like, he was really starting to shape into something. And he was so young, like, he had so much time to develop and get there.
I mean, people always claim, like, yeah. Karen, so.
Oh, I'm just like, you look at the way he is and how people responded to him. Like, he had the foundation to be, like, a really, like, all-time great rapper as he matured and grew and evolved his music. Because all his music was, like, before he was, like, 23.
The point...
So.
The point people always make is that he's got versatility, because he didn't just do rap stuff. And he did have versatility, that's true, but I think
he was a likable dude
for all time, just because of...
Yeah. Like, he's got the whole thing.
But yeah, you just can't call him the greatest from the music he's produced so far. He had the opportunity to become a great rapper, but just... You can't. It's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a little weird. Then moving on to one of the greatest rappers of all time, Logic dropped a new album, Last Young Sinatra album.
That's a contested opinion right there.
I think right now you could easily make an argument for like at least top five.
I like him a lot, but I don't even think I'd put him into greatest rappers of all time. I'm not even sure I'd put him
all
top
time.
Five.
I don't know. That's a lot of heat. Like,
top
all
five
time.
Right now, maybe you're pushing it, but all time definitely not.
I'm a bigger fan, I think. So let's let you.
I don't think you're a bigger fan than me. I've
been of Logic?
Jamming to Logic for years.
Yeah!
Yeah, bro. Boy. I've been down with Logic from the start, man. Well, not the start, since Under Pressure dropped. I listened to all the mixtapes now, but I didn't when they came out. Because I didn't even listen to full albums when Logic dropped his first mixtape.
Well, he dropped so many, he's like the Call of Duty of album dropping. So.
Well, yeah, he just dropped an album a year. Well, two albums this year already. Fucking, maybe he'll drop a third one if he feels like it. But no, I've listened to him fucking ages. I genuinely love Logic, but I just don't think there's a point to be made for him to be greatest of all time yet.
Greatest of all time is pushing it. I'm not. I was just bullshitting. That's a push.
I think Under Pressure has a contention to be one of the best albums in the last like 10 years. I really like Under Pressure. But
I want to go into your opinions of this album.
I think they're pretty mixed overall, to be honest. Like, I like it as a whole. I think it's a good album. I think it's one of the better albums this year, probably, even though there's been some great albums this year. I'm not sure if it'll even go in my top five of these albums this year, but it was definitely good. I think there were some weak points. I think there were some weak points and some good points. Obviously, the Wu-Tang Clan song was a nice thing to fill in there. I think
that song's gas on me. Fire! But continue. Yeah, that's definitely the best song. Yeah. Like, unanimously, that's the best song.
For 8 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much everyone's go-to. I think like, the one criticism favorite.
A lot of people have it for it is that it's pretty much, it doesn't really change. Got all of those 8 minutes. Like, a beat switch would have been nice or something. But overall, it was a good track.
Yeah.
It was a great track, actually. But a beat switch would have been nice on my stage. It wasn't pretty, like, monotonous. I think besides that, I liked the Jaden Smith track. I liked the Iconic, even though it was literally a rip of the same beat. And Jaden Smith said about two sentences.
I don't think Jaden Smith needed that feature. Like, I would have preferred to have Jaden Smith have a bigger part in that. For sure.
Yeah, I think everyone does, but it was a good song. Like, it was pretty hype.
Kind of bounced around track. A lot as a track.
It was energetic. The beat switch I like. I love me a good beat switch, especially in Logic song, because Six is a very underrated producer who knows what he's doing. The third best song in that track, probably Last Call. I mean, Last Calls, I always like Last Calls, even though with Logic, unlike Kanye West and Jay-Z. Kanye West and J. Cole, when they did their Last Calls, you didn't really know their story as well. But with Logic, you can kind of piece his story together over his previous albums.
He does talk about pretty much everything.
So about half the shit he actually said in his Last Call, we already knew. So it kind of made it like, compared to like other Last Calls. But I think it was really good. I think the Last Call-esque beat that was used definitely helped it. His story is unique, his story is cool, and I like listening to it. I think even for a 10-minute track, I think it was, I still listened to it,
yeah, it was like
a few times through, just because it was a nice, chill vibe. Mm. And besides that, a lot of poppy influences in the album, unlike the previous Young Sinatras, which I don't mind. I like when Logic sings. I think Logic is a good singing voice compared to some rappers. I think Street Dreams 2, that was a good track. I love storytelling. I think Logic is starting to develop his storytelling ability. It was just a completely made up like thing that never happened. Like when people just have the ability to just spit random shit. I just like storytelling. I don't know why.
Yeah. It's a cool change. Yeah.
Like, J. Cole's like the storyteller right now. But yeah, overall, I think probably 6.5 out of 10 for me. It was a good album, though.
Fairly close to mine.
What do you think?
Pretty much everything you said. I like that it's an album. It's the entire underlying theme of the album is his influences. Like, which if you listen to Logic, you kind of know. Like, he talks about Tarantino. He talks about there's a song about his dad. There's a song about weed. There's a song about Wu-Tang. Song about Jaden Smith. Like, he just talks about a bunch of his influences, which is pretty cool. I like that he sticks to that theme very well during the album. There's some tracks I'd rather not listen to again because they're the same. Anytime Ryan Tedder's with Logic, I don't enjoy it. Like, it just doesn't do anything for me.
No, yeah, that's the Yves and his hate track. It was just...
But
I like Ryan Tedder in some of his tracks back in the day, but not with Logic. They didn't blend together very well.
Yeah, like, I don't know, just those two. I don't like those accents. And so it's like, okay. So pretty much everything, I basically listen to Wu-Tang Clan down. It's like that's like the halfway point of the album, and then it swaps. That's definitely what I like about it.
The most annoying thing is that the track called fuck, I forgot what it's called now. Is the something five, anyway. The something River 5. That's the fourth track on the album, and it really bugs me. And that's just my last thing I'm going to say about it. I need to check this now. What's it called? The Wanderers 5? Something like that. Shit, man. Why is that
Furious 5, I don't know. Really.
Hey, the song Young Snatcher 4, I liked it. That was a good song. I forgot about that song.
Okay.
It was the Glorious 5, yeah. Glorious 5, track 4. Why? Why would you do this? Anyway.
So yeah, overall.
Yeah, it was tribute to Mac Miller in it. I liked it. It's good.
Yeah, through Mac. Talked about him. Talked about Kanye. Talked about J. Cole.
There was more storytelling in some, which I liked. I mean, the whole riddle with money, that was just cool. It was a nice twist. Then I didn't see it coming at first, but it was good.
Yeah.
So yeah, more tracks like those that I've mentioned by name, and less like the one with Ryan Tedder, please.
Yeah, I think that's what he likes
right now.
Like, I don't.
Main thing about Logic right now is that he just needs to find that rawness again, man. Like,
he's just there.
There's not the rawness that was in the original Young Snatcher tapes. That's my problem with Logic right now, I think. I think he's just lost his edge a little bit. Like,
I honestly think, like, he needs some time. Like, I would like to see him take some time and really, like, think about who he is and redevelop his sound.
His flow is just a little bit lazy, right? That's the problem. Like, he doesn't feel like he's trying hard enough.
Yeah. That's the issue. Like, the freestyle bit to market Young Sinatra 4 was the most raw thing he did, as opposed to the rest of the album.
That was great. Like, I was like, that's what everyone expected the whole the album to be.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And it wasn't. And
then
obviously it was the first half of the track itself.
Yeah.
And the second half of the track was just as good. And I assume off was written. But we just need more of this and less of these lazy flows and not amazing lyricism. Even though, like I said, Logic is a for a rapper, I like to hear him sing. But he just needs to get back to his flows and his lyricism, which he was known for back in the day.
Yeah. Definitely. It's just like, I think there's something to be said for always having content out. It's great, but when you're always around,
he's not a YouTuber, you know. He doesn't need to have these daily uploads, right? He's competing in a game where most people release an album once every 2 years if you're a real hard grinder, and once every 3 years if you're everyone else.
Yeah.
He needs to calm it a little bit. Just take some time, man. He has like 7 projects, like at least half recorded or something. He needs to fucking calm himself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear this, like, this. Like, if it's all going to be the same,
I don't want to hear it. It's not going to be anything special.
Yeah, exactly. The 2017 that he had, I didn't want to hear it. Just get rid of it. I want 2019 Logic from now on, please.
Yeah. That's what I prefer as well.
So what would you give it out of 10?
Silly question. Overall, good, weekend. Well built. Probably 8.5.
8.5? That's really high for a project you quote as good.
You know what? Give it an 8. You're right. The half's a little much. Overall, solid. Yeah. Logic, I think if that had not... If Logic... Again, I think if I didn't hear from Logic... Like, once every 8 months, I would think it was better.
She was 8.
Also, I listened to Lil Wayne's album and then listened to that, so maybe that changed it. Because I was like, I was kind of over it at that point. And I was like, well, this is fresh and fun. This is better. So, I don't know.
I listened to it twice in the first day it was out. And I think the first time I listened to it, I really didn't like it too much. But on my second listen, I liked it a little bit more.
Yeah. And last thing on music, I can't stop listening to Lucky You, and I don't know why not. Something about that song. I don't know why it's fire. But I think I've listened to that song, like, once every few days at least. don't know why.
I listened to that Eminem's album a few times. I haven't listened to it since. I like a few songs. I don't know if I said this before, but the first, it's like how you feel about Logic's album. I think that's how I feel about Eminem's album. The first half was good. It was really good, and then after you hit, like, I think it's either Lucky You or Not Alike.
Fall, good guy.
Oh yeah, I think it was Fall. Yeah, Fall was the last one. Then you get Good Guy, Bad Guy, and Venom, which all three of them just don't belong on the album.
Yeah. I really don't like Venom. I don't get it.
Venom's okay.
The song, the movie, I'm interested in. I kind of want to know.
The movie, apparently, it wasn't very good. That's what I've been hearing. I've been hearing that it feels like a 90s superhero film with shit plot.
When I listen to what people say and I look at the movie, like the trailers and stuff, because I wanted to go see it, but I didn't end up getting around to it. I think if this were in 2000s when Spider-Man like 2 came out, I think this would be rated way higher. But we live in the age of Infinity War. Yeah, it's an old school ass superhero movie and it doesn't know what it wants to be. But apparently the user reviews are really good.
Hardy did really well, and Tom Hardy tried to carry it, but
Tom Hardy gave a great performance apparently. And when Tom Hardy and Venom are together, and their work because Tom Hardy voices Venom too, so apparently when they're together, the film's great. But it doesn't know what it wants to be.
Yeah,
it's on the director basically is what I'm saying. Like, it had... It's
everything in the director, always.
It's that thing where, like, the movie's bad, but people can see what it could be. And it's not... It's, like, a fun, bad watch. But it definitely needs a new director. Because that director kind of fucked it up.
Yeah, apparently it's supporting actors not very good, isn't it?
Yeah, the bad guy just doesn't know what movie is in, apparently. That's what I've heard. Because he's just the stereotypical bad guy. Like,
The main problem, still in my opinion, is the fucking PG-12 rating.
I haven't seen it, but like based on what I've heard about the thing, like what happens, I agree. I think they should just go for it.
Like, I don't care about superheroes much, but one thing I know is that Venom is pretty dope, and I think. The R-ring would have worked well.
Because he's Venom, and he's dope. Like, you watch him, and it's like, well, that's sick. Because Venom's just badass.
And so he's probably, like, the weakest of the symbiotes, because he's, like, the first one.
Yeah, he's supposed he's pretty weak, apparently.
Apparently he's fucking trash.
Like the weakest one, and then he's got to fight like the strong one that he beats. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Like I said, I wish I would have saw it, kind of. But I mean, it's fine.
I kind of see it, but
I hope he gets a sequel because apparently they teased Carnage, who's being played by God. Yeah, everyone is that? I got an exotic Ingram. Oh, sick. But anyway, apparently he's a really popular guy who's in Star Wars. I don't know his name. I can't think of it.
Doesn't help me.
He was in Solo. He was in Solo, Star Wars Story. He was the main guy who helped Han. I can't remember the actor's name for some reason. He's really famous.
Lando Calrissian.
No. He's white. He's older.
Jerky. I'll double look up for you.
It's like Doe or whatever the fuck. I don't even remember that character's name. But I watched Solo last week. So do you want to talk about how bad Solo is for Star? No! Hang on.
We can talk about how bad Solo is.
No, we're at 40 minutes. You're fine. You want to go a bit down about Jedi?
You can still talking about Solo a little bit whilst I look for this motherfucking.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It was okay. It was just meh. It's like The Last Jedi.
It was like the worst.
No. Meh's like, God, it's nothing. I feel nothing.
It was maybe as bad as The Last Jedi, in my opinion. Like, it was atrocious.
Yeah, it's just whatever. I'm interested because you're definitely more passionate. You have more thought out, passionate opinions on the subject.
I don't think it's passionate because I'm not the world's biggest Star Wars fan. Like, I like the first, I like the original trilogy. I like the prequels for the meme value. I love me some prequel memes. And I've got
Prequel memes.
prequel memes are like the best thing that's ever happened to humanity. Just saying. Yeah, I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan. I like them though, but these last two made me fucking choke my. Like, legitimately, like, they should not have been made. Full stop.
Gosh. If you want to get into it, you can.
Like,
if not, we're fine.
What they did. Just let's go for 1 second. Let's just talk about fucking Lando and what they did to his character. Just, that's all I want to talk about if we're just talking about Solo. Just making him fuck droids. Stop. Why?
He's bougie as fuck. Like, way more than what I remember him like.
The only black guy in the Star Wars universe is fucks droids.
Did they specifically say geez. He fucks her?
Yeah.
They implied it.
No, they heavily implied it.
They implied that it was possible.
They heavily implied it. It wasn't just like, oh yeah, he might fuck. No, they go, well, he probably fucks me.
I mean,
like, it was not very good.
Personable droid.
It doesn't help that it's a fucking feminist, not feminist, the droid, I mean, I'm comparing it to a feminist, but it's like, droid rights and stuff. It just,
that's where they were going.
Why?
Like,
why?
Blatant. Honestly, I didn't find it that awful. It was just like, okay, this. I didn't laugh once during that movie. Like, that humor was dry. And they went for it a lot, which ruined the experience. Like, I understand taking. Like, apparently, that don't do that in Venom. Like, they take shots, and some land and some don't. But, like, if you're gonna take shots and nothing lands, you shouldn't be saying comedy. Just don't. Stop.
Star Wars is never a comedic franchise until they fucking start
doing Until Marvel. Until Marvel like, proves that can make like, $1 billion.
Marvel can do make a lot of money with comedy. Let's do comedy. Except, like, their movies are about superheroes, which are designed kind of nothing taken seriously.
Yeah, they're but a joke concept in general. Yeah.
Star Wars was initially designed to be a serious, like, scientific action film.
It's a war movie in space.
Sci-fi. Exactly.
That's what it was. Now it's low. Well,
like,
I mean,
no, just
prequels were pretty serious.
If the prequels were too serious, that was the sequel's problem. But they got it kind of right with Force Awakens. I thought Force Awakens was a great Star Wars film. I liked it.
It was
probably placed on like my top three. I really liked it.
I will watch Force Awakens if it comes on TV. If it's on like Stars or HBO or something, I'll watch it.
Like, I don't like Empire that much. I think it's overrated. I half fucking bores the shit out of me, apart from like the scene with the Wampa, but the rest of it bores the shit out of me. So I'd probably place it over fucking what some people call the best Star Wars film. I think personally, Return of the Jedi is the best Star Wars film. But that's besides the point. All I'm saying is I don't want droid fucking and droid laws to be in my Star Wars film.
So you just hate droids? God, you're what she's talking about. She was right. You're the people.
I don't hate droids.
You hate, droid.
Hate droids.
Your only problem with Solo is the fact that it's all based around droids. How dare he fuck droids?
Solo is the fact that
you can't fuck droids. We are the superior race.
I don't. We're fucking droids in real life. I don't need that in my Star Wars films.
God
damn.
God, that's funny. But, yeah. I don't know. I'm not bad. I don't know what
it's the just, fu- it just. The storyline has so much issues with it. The characters aren't funny. Anything that Emilia Clarke is in that isn't Game of Thrones is tragic.
She's a terrible actress!
I appreciate it.
I don't like her face.
She's not good at anything. I don't like Game of Thrones, so I can't comment on her performance in Game of Thrones, but I see
Hold
her
on.
Good considering she's
hey,
told the rage.
Hey,
but
hey.
Everything else she's in.
did you just say?
So, did I Game of Thrones? Things fucking boring.
Oh wow. That's the most controversial thing I've ever heard you say. What? You don't like the greatest TV show of all time? What?
No. Well, I do, because that's Breaking Bad. Not fucking.
Shut! No, it's not. Game of Thrones shits on Breaking Bad all day.
Shut the fuck up.
What are you talking about?
You fucking stupid, man.
It's boring.
So you're telling me that Game of Thrones is better than Breaking Bad?
Yeah, that's in every way.
In no way.
Breaking Bad is fourth grade, and Game of Thrones is senior year.
No.
It's
not
the same.
Even in the amount of dragons, I prefer... If the categories were amount of dragons and amounts I give a fuck, and then Breaking Bad is still...
It's not about the dragons. It's so... It's
yeah,
so
I know,
good.
It's about the dragons fucking for no reason.
You don't like Game of Thrones and you never told me that? Realize how rare that is!
No, fucking... I fucking hate it.
Bro!
Fucking boring shit.
I can't think of an analogy that fits that. Breaking Bad's not boring!
Breaking Bad's fucking amazing.
Breaking Bad's
so
the most boring show!
Boy, you crazy.
No, what happens? It is all talking.
It's... Yeah, not every people fucking.
Not about that either. That only happens like 9 times in Game of Thrones. In like the 7 seasons. So it's fine.
That's literally the only thing I hear about Game of Thrones.
It's like twice per season. I watched all
fucking,
of Game of Thrones.
So. I only watched the first season and it seemed to happen like once an episode.
You only watched the first season?!
Well, obviously, I'm not gonna watch a show I despise for Why would I watch a show I don't like?
I question everything! What?! I question your entire taste now!
I'm not gonna watch a second season of a show I don't like, I'm sorry.
Wow!
I'll give everything a shot. Same with an album, I'll listen to an album twice.
First season did nothing for you?
No!
Wow! That's weird!
I like
Kate Bishop,
she's a cool dude, that's about it.
That's
the only thing I like about Game of Thrones is Peter Dinklage.
Oh my god. That's got some big implications. I didn't know that. I didn't know that about him, guys. I really didn't.
Well, you didn't like Breaking Bad, so you're a fucking idiot.
I like Breaking Bad. It's okay. I know why it's a good show, but I wouldn't say it's entertaining. I hate every character.
Exactly.
When
That's
you hate every character except for the main character, and he becomes a dick.
We
like,
literally feel the same way about
in.
These two shows.
Nah, I get why
this
it's
is,
amazing. I watched the whole thing, but
Game
like.
Thrones.
Well,
yeah.
I at least watched
I
all of
Thrones,
mine.
It's considered amazing.
I watched
but,
all of Breaking
yeah,
Bad.
Yeah, but I despise it. I can't force myself to watch it. It's too much time to pour into something I don't like.
We should watch Breaking Bad. We should watch Game of Thrones together. I will sit down and we will watch it. And I will make it entertaining.
I don't even have HBO.
We will buy it!
No! I'm not buying HBO to watch fucking Game
of Thrones. It's $10 a month. We can get through Game of Thrones in a month.
No! I don't want to get here.
It's only like 7. It's only like 70 episodes.
That's 70 hours I don't have the patience for.
Drop
but
out!
If I didn't like an album and I want to listen to it a second time, now we've been through this.
You listened to 2 songs of the album, of a 25 song album, and said, nah, fuck it, that's what you did.
Nah, because if I.
You listened to 1/7 of the album.
It's 2 hours long. No. Well, that's different. It's different. If I listen to it two times an album, that's literally like. 2 hours maximum. I can do that while I was blindly walking down the street whilst I'm walking home from school. To watch 70 hours of Game of Thrones, I have to sit in front of the fucking TV for 70 hours and watch this mind-numbing bullshit.
It's so good!
I can't focus
it's
on
It's so
else.
Entertaining!
I can't focus on anything else. I just have to sit there and fucking watch my mind being raped and losing IQ. Can't do it.
Losing IQ watching the smartest, most well put together show in history.
The smartest? Yeah, that's Breaking Bad you're describing. Let's see it.
Breaking Bad is not that. Breaking Bad
is literally
easy,
put together so
easy
well.
Right.
You literally know nothing about the show.
I've watched the entire show!
You have to watch, basically missed everything.
No!
You must have been watching a
the most exciting part was season 3, and that's it. Season 3 was hype, and that was it. If Las Polas Hermanos isn't in it, the show was shit. And the first season was pretty hot.
I disagree.
That's it. Season 2 blows. Season 4 was abysmal.
Because Skylar is a waste, man.
Skylar can suck my... I hate her so much.
Yeah, everyone does. She is the worst character ever conceived in film history. Apart from
and I dislike the actress because of it, and I don't want to, but I do. I can't unhear that. Everyone's a bad character.
No, yeah, she is atrocious, but everything else to me.
Aaron Paul's a shit character after season 2.
Who?
Anytime after he dates Jessica Jones is a terrible character.
Who are you on the ball?
Jesse.
No, Jesse's amazing. Jesse's
hey, he's okay.
Guy. He represents the world. How easy he is to manipulate.
Yeah, he's a basic bitch is what he is. Wow. I was not ready for this. You don't like Game of Thrones. Oh. I feel like
it's a waste of life to watch it.
I feel like you gotta power through.
No, I am not going to watch that show. I'm sorry, you're just not gonna happen. If there's a few things in this world that will never happen, and that is one of them.
You will never watch the greatest show.
I'll tell you what. If Donald Trump gets elected for a second term, I'll watch Game of Thrones.
Shut the fuck up. That's not happen. Well, actually, it might happen.
That's the deal. That's the
fuck, game. I don't like that deal. No, I don't believe it. I think people are dumb.
That's the agreement. Well, if you think people are dumb, then you should be confident you're gonna win.
What?
What?
What do you say?
What did you say?
Literally nothing. I said what? Like, you should be commenting on who should win. I'm like, what do you mean?
Mine, I thought you said something. Doesn't matter.
Huh. I mean, it's gonna be up in the air. Because, like, if you actually look at it, he hasn't done a terrible job.
I'm not gonna get into this.
He's just a dumb piece of shit. But, he did a good job.
I'm not gonna get into this conversation.
All our stats are great right now. They're the best they've been in a long time. Some of them ever. Like, he's a dumb shit, but...
That's not the whole point. That's not what it's all about.
Don't we elect a president to make our country better?
No.
Our country's in a great place. Fantastic.
These are different terms. Your categories for what makes the country good are a lot of whack then. The economy and businesses aren't thing that makes the country great.
Like, by measurable...
You should watch...
By measurable watch ability, they are!
You should watch the new Michael Moore documentary. I'm gonna get watch that shit in cinemas. That's gonna be lit.
Who's Michael Moore?
Who fucking Michael Moore is?
I knew you were gonna say that! No, I don't! No, Boris! I don't know You don't know Michael... No! I knew you were gonna say that! Word for word!
You should know who Michael Moore is. Michael Moore's like...
Why?!
The best documentary maker in the world.
What'd he make?!
He makes films that basically shot in America. Nah, he made one about... Actually, no, you must have seen at least one. He made Bowling for Columbine.
What?
You've not seen Bowling for Columbine, like the most famous documentary of all time?
What?
Go watch fucking Bowling for Columbine.
What the fuck is that?
It's about fucking... It's about, you know, the shooting in the school of Columbine. In like 1999. The Columbine shooting in a school in America in the 90s. Where two guys... Oh my fuck.
Why does he make documentaries about such dark shit? Like, God, bro, cheer up.
That's the point. To expose what dark shit America is. His documentary single-handedly
dead. Whoa, hey! Whoa! What? Did you just say that?
That's true.
To show what dog shit... So one horrible thing in 1999 sums up America?
No. I said all his documentaries, like the seven of them.
They're so he takes like one event and shapes it into defining an entire country of 390 million people.
There's one on Columbine, one on 9/11, one.
Why does he only cover the bad shit?
Because he uses the bad shit to uncover the other bad shit that's low-key happening. That's the point.
That's happening everywhere?
No event is singular. No event is singular. It all happens because of other factors. She exposes the other factors beneath these events. That's the point.
Okay. I'm somewhat interested. I might give it a shot. Are
Watch
they on Netflix?
Fucking Bowling for Columbine. I can't believe you can't fuck it. The one on Netflix. It's called The Capitalism Love Story.
It's the most famous. No, it's not the most famous. It's a documentary. What?
Watch it, man. Capitalism, a love story. It's a great documentary. 2 hours long.
Okay. Is it boring?
About the 2008 market crush. No.
Oh my god, why are all these topics horrendously boring?
They're not! You're saying 9/11 is a boring topic?
Yes! 1000%!
How is it boring anyway?
It's so boring! Who cares?
It's like the biggest terrorist attack in the last fucking ever.
Cool, bro, I don't need to see a 2-hour... talk about it.
It's not just about that specific event though, it's about the underlying factors that made it happen and how it was dealt with and everything like that. And it's just basically just chatting shit about fucking George W. Bush.
Okay, so that's America? That makes no sense.
It's all just exposed, man. Fucking exposed.
Please, no, shut up. Shut up, Boris. Exposed! I'm gonna expose a country. Oh my god. What a sad human.
He's amazing. I love him so much.
That's because you're a commie bastard.
I'm a socialist, actually.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference. How?
There's a difference. You literally didn't know what you're talking about, so I just stopped.
Nope, don't care. Not at all.
Exactly.
Refuse. Okay, we're done. Boris hates America, good to know. Got it.
I never said that.
Now I feel like you...
So it makes me not want to go there.
Because see, I feel like I have to go place. There to realize, like, how none of that shit matters. And how normal... Like, what do you think a normal person's life is like?
I'm not saying it's terrible. Actually, it probably is terrible.
It's pretty happy, actually. Pretty normal.
Depends like, who you consider a normal person.
Like, it's like 99% positive.
I don't know about all that.
You gotta live here for... I feel like you have to at least have to visit me. Like, come on, bro. You definitely gotta visit.
I was gonna say. Have you really seen Black Mirror?
Yes.
Good.
It made me feel weird.
Just making sure.
I don't like it, but I watched it.
It's the second best show of all time. Yeah, I'm missing out a lot of sitcoms. Not like I can't say that.
Sitcoms.
Bro, How I Met Your Mother is amazing, and so is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You just forgetting about the ending?
I don't care about the ending. I didn't mind it that much.
Yeah.
I think so. It wasn't amazing, but I didn't mind it.
Kind of dog shit, to be honest. Kind of horrible.
If you didn't like it.
kind of the horrible end to an amazing show, which I've rewatched twice. So.
Twice? I've only rewatched it like 20 times.
All of it? It is a rewatchable show. I will say that. It is heavily rewatchable.
There was a point in my life about a year ago where I just finished watching it and went back to episode one.
It's a great ass show.
And I did that for about 4 times in a row before I started watching Fresh Prince again. I did the same thing with Fresh Prince.
I wish I could watch Fresh Prince. It's not anywhere. It sucks.
That's on Netflix.
It's not.
Well, he's here.
Although nothing is. Everything's everywhere.
I've got Fresh Prince. I've got How I Met Your Mother. I've got fucking...
Brooklyn I think How I Met Your Mother is still Netflix. On there. I I'm hope chill. It is. I hope they didn't sell it off.
I'm chilling, man. I've got...
They
like,
sold off Scrubs,
of
which is fucked! Because Scrubs is amazing.
I've not seen Scrubs. I've heard good things, though.
If it's on Netflix, watch it. It's hilarious.
It's not.
Oh, fuck. Damn, that sucks, because it's amazing. They must have sold it. It's on fucking Hulu now. Fucking Hulu. The dog shit version of Netflix.
I'm waiting for fucking the 4th season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I still don't know. Like,
yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine's lit. Love that fucking show.
Sorry, season 4. Season 3 is on Netflix. Season 4 is on Netflix. So that's true.
Last two seasons have been fucking solid. They really know what works now.
Really? I think I liked season 4 and 5. I think I liked season 2 the best, probably. Yeah, season 2 is the best, I think.
I think they talk about like what they wanted characters to be and how they wanted them to interact. I think they nailed it in 5 and 6. And how their humor works. Their humor's definitely
six.
Better.
It's not even 6 one, is it?
6 one? I don't know. Is it season 6? I don't think it is.
They're filming the 6 one. It's not out yet.
Yeah. They got bought for another one, which is awesome. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they got picked up by NBC, wasn't it?
Yeah.
NBC. But Gina's leaving now. Gina's chipping after, I think, half the season. She's out.
Interesting.
She's not like a titular character, so it might not much.
I could live without her.
Exactly.
Like, she's not integral. She's apparently really funny, but, like, I don't know. I don't like that style of humor. It doesn't work for me. So, like, kind of whatever.
Yeah, she's alright. What was I gonna say? Andy Samberg's like a god there. Like, you gotta love Andy Samberg.
Oh, yeah. Most of that cast is just off the top.
Yeah, Terry Crews is a god as well.
Yes, Terry. Even though he's kind of a bitch.
Have you seen that Adam Samberg film? Fucking the pop star one? That shit's so funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
It's kind of trash funny, but it's still funny.
Oh yeah, it's a shit show, but it's hilarious. It's like Hot Rod. Hot Rod's amazing.
The fuck's Hot Rod? I don't know that.
You've never seen Hot Rod?
I know what that is. Don't know the fuck Hot Rod is.
It's like Andy Samberg's like original like dime piece film. It's his best. It's amazing. Go find it. It's amazing. If you like Andy Samberg, I don't know how you don't hate that movie. Yeah.
I've just never seen it.
No, it's great. And Scrubs. Those are my two takeaways for you. Scrubs and, what's it called? Fucking, yeah. You know.
All right.
Yeah, Scrubs and Hot Rod. I don't know why my brain doesn't work. Oh, man.
This guy. He's going to blame me on classics as well. They had some jams back then.
Well, we're at an hour. Do you want to just save games for next week? Because I've been playing Assassin's Creed, and then Destiny is just talking about how good they've handled it so far. But, so yeah, we can wait next week. I wouldn't mind waiting, because I want to have some more time with Assassin's Creed. I've played, like, maybe 10 hours or so, but I want some more time, because it's a big game.
Yeah.
So, like, if you want to wait till next week, and then you can talk about Black Ops next week. Sound good?
Yeah.
We're at an hour now.
Actually,
so
I'm not sure if I'll be able to, because it's coming out on Friday. I'm getting hydrated on Friday. Probably can get hydrated on Saturday.
Hey, bro! Hydrate while you play!
I could hydrate on the podcast and I'll have perfect Wi-Fi, so.
Yes! Hydrated podcasts! I'll try and
you
steer us away from...
Online. Maybe online for the whole of Saturday and Sunday.
I'll be around. I'll be chilling. Alright, boys.
Star Wars. What? You know why it's Star Wars?
Alright. Well, that is going to do it for episode 2. Nice, clean 105 runtime. B, thank you, buddy. As always.
That
can't
really
do
annoys
it.
Me, to be honest.
Can't do it without you. What'd you say?
Yep. 105 is an annoying runtime. I just want it to be a pure 1 hour.
I'll see what I can do. I'll see how close I can get that mark to you. I'll just cut out all your points about Breaking Bad because you don't like Game of Thrones. Oh my god! I can't get over that. That's insane. Alright. Well, with that, we're gonna go dip off and play some video games and chat some shit, and I'm gonna roast him about why he doesn't like Game of Thrones. He doesn't like Game of Thrones! Alright. Get that. Buddy, we will catch you guys next week, right? For the Hydrated Podcast.
Game of Thrones is trash.
Episode 3. Hydrated.
Hydrated as fuck, boy.
Episode 2. No, what have we had so far? Episode 1 will be called Cracking Each Other Open. Episode 2 will be called Game of Thrones is
fuck
trash. Episode 3 will be Hydrated Podcast.
Hydration.
We killing it. Episode 3, we won't be missing, the time won't be as long, which the 1 and 2 will go out at the same day. I'll release those probably today. So we'll be more consistent now, and hopefully you guys enjoyed if you still made it to this point. So we're going to stop rambling and let you get on
12-hour hydration stream.
Hydrated.
12-hour hydration podcast.
Let's go! Bye, boys.